born in Mississippi County. And were you born, whereabouts in Mississippi
County? Oh, Selma.
Oh.
I was sold in my hometown.
Let me get down your full name so I have that.
Corinne.
And would you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I'm 67.
Same age as my mother. That's not very old. Since my mother's that age, I don't think that's very old. And so you were born in Osceola?
Mm-hmm.
And how far is that from here?
The next town. No, the next town of Luxor, the next town of Osceola. It's about 18 miles, I think, from Blytheville.
Over
17, 18, something like that. Mm-hmm. Not too far.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Then, you grew up then at Osceola?
Yes, you know, I left Osceola. Let's see, I guess I was about 7 years old. My mother married and she moved out in the country.
Oh, she moved out in?
Farmed, like that. Because my father died when I was 2 years old. And she stayed a widow then until I was about 7. And then she remarried and then she moved out in the country, on the farm, and we made a, as I recall and remember, we made a, worked on the shears for about 2 or 3 years, I guess, something like that, and then my stepfather, my mother, we moved out on a place out from Osceola. This is about 7-8 miles on a lease. People used to have lease, you know, and they'd go there and clean up the ground and then they could have what they made on it for so many, maybe 3 or 4 years. And we moved that down, what you call a new ground.
Oh, new ground.
Cleaning it up.
Clean it up.
I remember that. And that was a man by the name of Charlie Rose. He was a lawyer.
Oh, and then you would work for him.
Yeah, my parents did. They clint this land up, you know, and had a lease, and you could have what you made on that for 3 or 4 years. But after then, you would rent it on the third and fourth. It's like you would work a crop, and you would get 3 bales, and the man that you worked for got one. And that's the way you farm, like that. So we stayed there, I guess, about 7 years, as far as I can recall. It went so far back. And then we moved on a place called the Petty Place. And of course, naturally, that was open land. And naturally, we had to pay rent there. It was, I think that was still 3 and 4. You know, you get a man. You got 3 bales, and the man got the 4th bale. And they done corn the same way. At that time, it wasn't no, you didn't see no soybeans, you know, like they do now. They didn't, well, they had matter. You had to pay, you know, they raise matter, you know. For cows.
For the cows.
Yeah, cows. And you had to pay dollars an acre for that, because all that went to you, because we had hogs, and we had cows, and chickens. We had mules and things like that.